Welcome back. This is Coach Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Well, as the fall seasons enter their final stretch, we want to wish our guys the best of luck as they prepare for regional and state competition. Also, those that are not out for fall sports and those that conclude their seasons that are in sub-varsity competition, remember that the winter sports conditioning program will run for the next 3 weeks and it'll go right up to buffer week. So take advantage of that, get you in shape and ready to go for the season. In today's program, we're going to be profiling one of our juniors that definitely fits the bill of one of those multi-sport participants, Mason Frederick. With us live in the studio today is Mason Frederick, a junior at Seaman High School. Mason is a three-sport athlete participating in football, wrestling, and track and field for the Vikings. Mason was in a unique position a year ago. He decided to join the wrestling team and found himself winning the varsity spot only weeks after lacing up the Asics for the first time. Mason, welcome to the program.
Howdy.
Tell us how you found your way to wrestling as a sophomore in high school last year. What piqued your interest and what kept you coming back day after day?
Well, my Uncle Brett is a wrestling coach in northern Nebraska. And since I was about 7 years old, he's been terrorizing me and my brothers and sisters. And also, so he kind of, he's always been pushing me, telling me to wrestle, and that's going to make me better for football. And so that was a driving factor. And also, one of my best friends, kind of like a brother to me, Sam Payne, has always just told me to wrestle and tell me to get out there. So I just eventually gave in to the pressure this year. And what really made me come back is just kind of like I'm just really competitive, and I just wanted to just be the best. I just had that driving factor of just, I hated like being on bottom, and so I always wanted to get better and try to not like be in those bad positions. So
what would you tell others that have not wrestled to convince them to give it a try?
What I would say probably is that you gotta want to come out there, and you really only want to do it if you're really driven athletically. And if you're thinking about coming out, I would say do it, because it does make you a better athlete. I think it's made myself more competitive and, you know, definitely stronger and more conditioning. It's one of the harder things I've ever really done, and I just really liked it. So I would say that it's very fun, and it's very, just like you said, I guess, like you said, it's not really fun, but it's rewarding. Like when you get, it's pretty awesome just to have your hand raised at the end of the match there.
So you're in the midst of the football season right now. The team is competitive again this year and hoping for a strong finish to the season. Tell us your perspective on how the season has gone and what the hopes are for the home stretch of the season.
You know, from my point of view, we've played pretty good, but we've also had a lot of mistakes. And I think that if we can really build off of those mistakes and really fix what's wrong, because it's just little things, just footwork things and having gap responsibilities on defense, if we can really get our heads straight around that, I think we can do pretty good. And I really think that we can go pretty deep into the playoffs this year.
Okay, we hope so. As a junior, it's not premature to begin thinking about life after Seaman High School. Where do your plans for college or work, and will athletics play a role in those plans?
Yeah, definitely. I think athletics is going to play a major role, because wherever I really feel comfortable, either playing football or wrestling, I really feel like that's where I want to go. Just anybody that's really going to offer me any kind of half scholarship or anything like that, I'd really like to go there, and like either, or even somewhere like KU where I could earn my way up to being on the football team. I just really kind of want to, I know I'm probably not going to get a full ride, so I want to work my way up to one and just earn it.
The wrestling program encourages multi-sport participation. You are a rare example of a three-sport athlete. What motivates you to participate in all three of the sports seasons during the school year?
You know, all the coaches have always told me, and everybody who's out of high school has always told me, to just do as many sports as you can, and because it does help you with the other sports. And I definitely feel like wrestling and track both help me with footwork for football, and football also helps with the strength that you need in wrestling to wrestle and compete. So I've really always just listened to the coaches and other people telling me, you know, do as many sports as you can, because it does help a lot, and it's just a lot of fun.
All right, before we got started, you had mentioned the Snyder-Sagalayev match in the World Championships. Who are some of your other teams and individuals in college or pro ranks that you look up to and keep tabs on?
I really like to watch Kyle Snyder just because of his technique, and I like to watch his folk-style matches like in the NCAA Championships. I also like to watch his freestyle and like the Worlds like that. And I also really like to watch Bo Nickel, because they call him the Buzzsaw, and I just really like to watch him and his style of wrestling.
All right, very good. Any football players or track athletes or anything else that you keep track of? I know there's I believe a pro football team that you're interested in. I think it's the Washington Redskins, maybe.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. I'm from Texas, and I really love the Longhorns and the Cowboys. That takes up a lot of my weekend is the Longhorns and the Cowboys, and I'm always on Dallas Morning News or Texas Longhorns blogs or something like that. I'm always looking because I really fall into those sports pretty heavily. And track, I'd say Christian Okoye, the discus thrower for Nigeria. I always watched him and his a football life, and so I Coach Brown literally told me to watch some of his stuff, and so I did.
As you look to the upcoming wrestling season, what are your goals?
I would say really just take it match by match and just give 100% each time, because I know with the skills that I have and the strength that I have, I know if I just give 100% each wrestling match, I know I can come either really close to victory or winning. I know I can do that, so I just really want to win as many as I can by just giving all out every match.
All right, we have been visiting with Seaman High School junior Mason Frederick. Mason, thanks for taking the time to join the Seaman Wrestling Report. Good luck with the rest of the football season.
All right, thanks, Coach.
That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.